That's right, Catherine. I know that there will be a fairly large Donegal participation anyway, because Donegal has supported these national demonstrations very strongly over the last couple of years. But if there is people who would like to go and are thinking about going, I think they should make that effort to go that bit further and attend, because it's very important that we have large numbers on the streets of Dublin on Saturday to continue to send the message to the government that the water charges and the water tax is unacceptable, and that we want to see nothing short of the complete abolition of the charge and the protection of our water services enshrined in the Constitution as well. You know, I think it's a sign of the success of the campaign so far that Fianna Fáil have actually U-turned now and are calling for the abolition of Irish water, the complete abolition of Irish water. We need to make sure that they stick with that process and actually follow the people and make sure that water charges are abolished when this expert group report comes back next year.
Now, in previous protests, we've seen huge numbers, but in more recent times, there has been a bit of a decline in people turning out on the day. Are you hopeful that this protest will maybe see a renewed interest?
Well, I don't think so. I mean, maybe some people feel that maybe the water charges issue has been dealt with and that they are going to be abolished. But they will only be abolished if we keep vigilant and we keep the pressure on. I think the most recent protest in Dublin, there was around about 30 to 40,000 people, which is still hugely significant. Particularly when the issue wouldn't be maybe as hot a topic as it has been to get that many numbers. And I would expect it'll be at least that as well on the streets in Dublin this Saturday, which I think still sends a very strong message to the government that we are not going to accept these water charges.